So, you have anything for me today?
I do. I have a question from Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
Mickey asks, I have an old IBM R32 laptop, 2 gigahertz, 32-bit processor with a 1 gigabyte of RAM. If I put Debian 9 Stretch on it, will I be able to watch Netflix or Hulu on it? I really miss sitting on my patio having a cigar and watching programs online.
I'll say.
That sounds nice.
Well then, Debian 9. Okay, we talked about it on episode 510 when we talked about Debian. Was it 510? I can't recall the number. Forget the numbers. Just look for Debian on our website. When we introduced Debian Stretch, it is, at its essence, a distro that uses free open source firmwares, drivers out of the box. We can enable the ability to do otherwise, as we discussed on that show. But we didn't touch on this, so I appreciate the question. I've got Debian 9 from that show, and it's pretty vanilla. I haven't really done anything with it. So we're just going to bring up Firefox, and I'm going to give it a go for you. So I'm going to head over to Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. I love Netflix.
I didn't tell you, but I was watching Black Mirror again.
Oh, good.
We're not binge watchers. Like, we don't do that. Although, we found the closest thing we've ever done to binging. We found... come on. It's on the tip of my tongue. Legion. I'd never seen a superhero show that we actually liked. Like, we wanted to like The Flash.
Right.
We wanted to, but it was just so... I just won't go there.
I will tell you, we binge watched Bates Motel.
Yeah.
And then we bought all of the old Psycho movies because it's based on
Netflix. Right. Oh, you bought?
Netflix, we watched the Bates Motel, right?
Okay.
Then we bought the Psycho movies because I had never seen them because you all know I'm kind of uncultured and things like this.
Right.
Have you seen those movies?
Never even heard of... Oh, Psycho?
Psycho?
No. We're not into the horror genre.
Yeah, well...
Never have been, but...
I'm not either, it turns out, but I'm going to watch them. I'm going to muscle through it. But
okay, all right.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mentioned that we watched Dark Mirror the other day, and we're not binge watchers, but Legion was good.
Yeah.
Legion was very, very good for that kind of superhero movie show, but that's beside the point. On Dark Matter... No, Black Mirror. Black Mirror. I get those two confused all the time. Black Mirror, the episode was reminded me exactly of your news story from like 2 years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but they used artificial intelligence to bring back the dead.
Yes. I know what you're talking about, and I know the news story
you're
talking about.
The news story?
Yes.
Because I was sitting there, and I was like, this is real. Sasha talked about this.
Yes.
And they made a show about it. So they took the idea, the concept of this artificial intelligence that takes all your social media, Facebook, Twitter, everything, compiles it all into an AI, and then turns it into a chatbot.
It's actually a really good episode.
It was a very good episode.
That's creepy.
Black Mirror people.
It's hard for me to recommend Black Mirror because there are some that it's not... There are some where I sit and
there are none. There are none. Well, no, they're all
don't start with episode one of
thinking.
Season one. It was a good thing that we started accidentally the first episode of season three because I think if we had seen pilot, I think we would have just turned it off.
Right.
I couldn't have done it.
Exactly. But it always makes you think. That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you think about the what ifs. It delves into the darker side of the human behavior. And here's
something really cool about technology. Here's what could happen with it if it was abused or
It's like
misused.
Having a conversation with Jeff.
Okay.
Anyway.
Speaking of cool technology, Netflix, I've got it up here. So I'm here. So I'm logged in as myself. We're mom and dad. And there it is, Black Mirror. You can see. Continue watching. Okay, so if I push play on something, and we're going to hope that we don't get copyright infringement notices here. I don't have audio on, so I push play, and it tells me, whoops, something went wrong. I guess it doesn't work, right? Actually, let's take all of about 10 seconds, and we're going to jump... Holy cow, could it be that easy? There's a button that says Enable DRM in the top right. I'm going to push it and see what happens. No way.
That was pretty easy.
That was too easy.
Wow.
Mickey?
I could do that.
How was that?
Huh.
Out of the box, it did not work. With a single mouse click. I was about to show you how to go into preferences and how to turn on DRM. If you don't see that alert, because maybe not everybody's going to have that. I've never seen that before. This is probably new in this version of Firefox. If you go into preferences and let's see. I'm going to try to remember where you find this. Supposed to be good to know this stuff. Content. There it is. Play DRM content. So that's the checkbox if you don't see it under content in preferences. Ah! And it worked just like that.
Or with like Debian 9 Stretch, they just give you the button.
Yeah, there's the button. Well, that's a feature of Firefox.
That was easy.
It's just the default browser that was installed, Firefox ESR. So
simple.
Done and done.
Look at that.